Namaste. I just wanted to talk briefly about believing thoughts and how contemplation allows us to undo our ability to believe thoughts. So, what is it to believe a thought in itself? How do we actually believe a thought? And what process is that really? And it's really where there is a crossover here between meditation and contemplation, that as I notice a thought, as a thought pops up or a feeling, if the thought has been very much believed already, it might show up as an emotion. Then I'm going to, if I let my attention stay upon that, focusing on it, it's giving it a lot of power. It's like shining a very bright light on this thought or this emotion, plugging it in, charging it up, because my focus is the focus of the infinite self. I'm not really a separate being, never have been. So, as we allow attention to linger on these thoughts, that really is what believing them really is. It invests them with an energy, makes them seem real, makes them seem totally real. We live out the experience of that thought and emotion in and as our life. So, as we come to contemplate and question if that thought is true, we're bringing our attention away from just the thought and to something greater. As we ask the question and then kind of wait, look, openly listen for answers, we are bringing attention into an open place again, just like we do in meditation. Only we're using a different tool to do that. We are using a question rather than accessing the noumenon through the silence or spaciousness. So we ask a question and kind of listen, notice what answers are coming. That noticing itself is an open stance of attention, isn't it? It's kind of just not paying attention to anything in particular in that moment, and most importantly, not paying attention to that thought, that emotion that precipitated the question. The thought, the emotion might still be there, and it's not a denial, it's allowed to exist. For as long as it wants to exist, we're just not kind of zooming in, we're pulling the power supply out of it, letting it be there. And we're looking in this open way, waiting for whatever answers come, any answers, every answer, no answer. It doesn't really make a difference in the way that we're paying attention in that moment. It's open. So if I said, the next sentence I'm going to say is going to be something really important, and listen really carefully, they'd just be a kind of open listening, wouldn't they? Very open listening, waiting to hear in a very passive but intense way. So, kind of like this, we're opening the attention up to, take it away from zooming into the thought, zooming into the emotion, and therefore powering and charging it up, making it last longer, be a lot more intense, and therefore the experience lasts longer as well. The reflection of this thought and emotion is in the outer world as our life, as our experience. So, just by way of an explanation as to how contemplation works, why it works, understanding how and why things work for me always helped me to be able to practice them. I was never very good at, still not, just going on faith in that way, at least. I wanted to kind of understand something and why I was doing it. And that helped me to kind of relax into the practice then. All we're really doing with contemplation is to bring our attention away from only focusing on that particular thought or emotion or experience. Because anything we focus on with such laser-like intensity is going to multiply. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And therefore, we'll feel even more justified on some level in believing that thought. And around we go that cycle again. So I hope that was helpful, just to kind of understand the process that's going on within us of believing thoughts and how we come to undo that. eventually it's just a habit to question a thought, to be open around it, rather than zooming in. Eventually attention forgets how to kind of do this out of habit. And it takes a little effort to zoom in then. And most times we're too lazy to pay that effort, where attention just kind of stays in its open stance. The thought arises and we can listen to it if we want to, if it's useful, or we can just let it come and go. And then we're not fueling the thought stream. We're not producing the next thought by our interest in this one. So in this way, contemplation is a way to a quieter and eventually silent mind. My mind still speaks every now and again. It tells me mostly useful things these days and always positive things. But for the most part, there's just the empty space in which a thought would appear. But if a thought did arise right now for me, even a negative one, it wouldn't be zoomed into. It would just be allowed to exist in its fullness. And I choose to honor that thought by keeping my attention in the open space in which it appeared. This thought is my creation. It is my expression in manifestation. And I don't need to judge it. I also don't need to focus upon it either. So happy contemplating. And just my encouragement to continue. Contemplation is a new skill for most of us. And it took me a little while to feel completely at home with it. And if you're in that stage right now, that's okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry so much about if you're doing it right. It'll come together on its own. Always remembering the intention behind doing any spiritual practice is more important than the thing itself. That thought was a real comfort to me. Thank you. Namaste.